Tony, got a question for you from Dennis.
Hello, naked scientists. When I buy a pear, it's often hard and requires several days to ripen off at home until it becomes soft and juicy. So my question is, after digestion, do I derive more energy from the hard pear or from the soft pear?
So I think the short answer to Dennis's question is no. The human body is very efficient at extracting calories from food. So there is some evidence to show, and I've looked at this actually with ripe and unripe bananas, is that with the riper banana, you get a sort of a slightly quicker rise in blood glucose.
Did you eat an unripe banana?
This isn't me. This is
so
a
you
paper.
Made some other poor person eat. So. It's disgusting.
It wasn't that bad. Oh, so okay. with the unripe banana, you see a sort of a slightly slower rise in blood glucose. So you could probably apply that the same kind of theory as well to the pear in question. Nevertheless, you know, the digestion of the starches and the sugars is very efficient. So we have the amylase in the mouth that breaks down the starch. You've got all the stomach really sort of mixes the food and breaks it down. So actually, by the time you get to the small intestine, around about 50% of your starch is already started to be broken down. And then the breakdown really into the sort of the monosaccharides or the simple sugars from the fruit occurs then in the small intestine. So by the time it gets to the small intestine, you know, it's very efficiently broken down, very efficiently absorbed. So I think the answer is, don't worry about the ripeness too much. You'll get the calories from it.
Tony, thank you very much.